As she walked into the library of Hope Hill Elementary, Dr. Maria Karstoffen gave high fives to the students seated on the floor. When she addressed the room, she talked about coming home to another part of the South. The Selma, Alabama native looked into the eyes of the students.
Well, I just wanted to say that the large part of the reason that I'm here is because of you. And I want you to know that while I may be considered the superintendent of the district, there's really only one boss in my life, and most of you are sitting on the floor right now. So I work.
According to APS, Dr. Karstoffen was selected from a list of four candidates by the Atlanta Public Schools Superintendent Search Committee. Currently the superintendent for the Austin Independent School District in Texas, Karstoffen said she was humbled by the selection.
And as an African American, I have to tell you that it makes me especially proud that the city of Atlanta believes that a young African American woman could be here and be part of this extraordinary, belief that we are going to do this thing together.
And that togetherness, says Karstoffen, includes many stakeholders.
Teachers and administrators, parents and community members that want to be part of this experience. And what we'll have to do as a community as we work to try to rebuild trust, not only between the system and the community, but also between ourselves and the children, adults and children. And that is going to take a lot of heavy lifting.
She talked about her leadership regarding improving high school graduation rates, reducing the dropout rate, and addressing educational issues pertaining to African American boys and special education students. Up next for Dr. Karstoffen, she'll meet the public in four community meetings that'll begin in April. In a statement, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed said, quote, "I believe we have found a proven visionary leader in Dr. Karstoffen who has consistently produced verifiable, concrete results." The APS school board will vote on Karstoffen during the April 14th meeting. Rose Scott, WABE News.